November 14th, 2009. I see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of the Father rise up behind the Eucharist. God the Father says, "I am the eternal now." As he speaks, the flame seems to pulsate. I have come to issue forth this decree of truth. The Holy Spirit is alive and well here at this apparition site. Indeed, heaven and I myself have taken possession of this property. No one can prove otherwise, no matter his distinction in the world. My beloved Son, his Immaculate Mother, and a multitude of angels and saints appear here and give witness to the truth. Do not despise the Spirit of Truth that heals hearts and opens the way to salvation and personal holiness through these messages. Do not deny the truth out of envy or pride. To do so is to place your soul in jeopardy. Just as I, the Eternal Father, have inspired this mission, so through the Spirit of Truth I inspire souls to continue in their prayer effort here. Let no one discourage you or tell you in falsehood you are not allowed to come here. I, your Eternal Father, call you here. This mission stands for the truth of the gospel message of love. The error is in hearts that oppose the gospel and the graces which support it here. Just as I made the tongues of all those who detract against this ministry, I also created the tongues, the souls and spirits of those who come here to pray, despite man's dictates and opposition. Listen to me. I need every prayer. Where heaven opens her arms, there is the supernatural. The following scripture readings are noted. Matthew 12:31. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophesying, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good.